It's a day until October, which means one thing. Well, actually, it means a few things. For some people, it's time to start putting up Halloween decorations way too early. For me, it's time to try to convince my partner who hates scary movies to finally watch John Carpenter's Halloween with me. And for others, like Politico health reporter Aaron Banco, it's time to start getting a bit nervous about what the holiday season is going to mean for the COVID situation. And whether she should put up Halloween decorations, too.
I've been going to Home Depot trying to decide if I want to buy a scary witch blow-up toy for my front yard. Nobody on my street has decorations up yet, so I think I'm going to wait a little while.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch. And today on the show, with the smell of pumpkins and pumpkin spice lattes almost in the air, Aaron breaks down how the Biden administration is preparing for a critical moment in the pandemic and what we can expect from the virus during the holidays.
So if you remember back to last year, we were really unsure basically what our winter was going to look like last year. And what ended up happening is as more Americans began to go indoors and gather indoors for the holidays, we saw yet another surge in COVID cases and hospitalizations and eventually deaths because of those larger indoor gatherings. Now, if you remember, a lot of states had already sort of reached their peak. So, for example, New York had already reached their peak and had seen sort of the worst of COVID. But there are a lot of other states that had yet to really see big surges in cases, which came more in the October, November, December timeline of last year that sort of coincided with these holidays. So states like Wyoming, for example, or New Mexico saw, you know, incredible surges in cases and hospitals became overwhelmed. So that's sort of how we were handling the pandemic at that point, which was we were very anxious for the vaccines. We were seeing increased cases in some states. We were really unsure how bad that surge was going to be. A lot of indoor dining places were still shut down, so not a lot of people sort of going out and celebrating. I think masking was better last winter, and I think things are incredibly different this winter for a couple of different reasons, including the fact that we do now have a vaccine. But some of those other public health mitigation measures, such as masking and sort of limited seating for indoor dining and group gatherings, have gone away.
So right now, we are on the precipice of that same season when some states saw some of the worst of the pandemic last year. People heading indoors, holiday gatherings, colder weather. And you are reporting now on how this is kind of a crucial moment for the Biden administration's COVID response. Tell me a bit about that and how they're handling it.
Sure. So this is a very, very critical time for the Biden administration and the team handling the federal response to COVID. And just, you know, as a country, yes, we have vaccinations, but what we know is that vaccine efficacy is waning in a lot of different age groups. Hospitalizations are increasing when somebody has a breakthrough infection, particularly for the elderly. We are now dealing with Delta, which is nothing like we've ever seen before with COVID. It is all over the map, all over the globe. It is continuing to rage and spread throughout this country. Alaska, for example, right now is seeing incredible case rates in that state. I think the highest case rate the country has yet to see throughout the entire pandemic is happening in Alaska right now. And part of that is due to just to Delta, to the fact that it is a more transmissible variant, and due to the fact, I think, that we're beginning to see vaccine efficacy wane among the population that first got their doses, which was primarily healthcare workers and the elderly and the immunocompromised. And also because there are still large swaths of this country that are not vaccinated, and we're having a really hard time getting them vaccinated and getting them on board with the vaccine. So I think this is a really critical time for the Biden administration. And what they're trying to do now is decide how to fend off another surge this winter as we begin to gather indoors. How best to protect Americans, which Americans to protect. Do we protect Americans now primarily through boosters, or do we go back to implementing and stressing the mandates on masks and sort of limit indoor gatherings again? These are all conversations that top Biden health officials are having.
Is there any tension within the administration over what should be done?
Yes. So there are a couple of different things that are happening right now among the top ranks of the Biden administration. There are some top health officials, a lot of top health officials, I should say, who believe that the domestic data that we have on hand only suggests that we should be giving boosters out to a limited set of the American population. That includes, for example, the immunocompromised, adults who are in high-risk settings, workplace settings, such as healthcare workers or individuals who work in nursing homes, or people who are age 65 and older. And again, this is for those who have just received the Pfizer vaccine, right? So there are people who believe that the Pfizer boosters should just go to that limited set of people. There are others in the administration who say the data that we do have suggests that we need to be thinking more about using boosters to prevent against potentially just all infections, not necessarily to prevent against just solely hospitalizations and severe disease. There's a real struggle in the administration right now, but what the data we have actually says and who we should be worrying about over the next 6 to 8 months. I think everybody is on board with the fact that we need to get boosters out right away to those individuals who are age 65 and older, the immunocompromised, and individuals in high-risk settings, working in high-risk settings. But as they're beginning to think about the winter and protecting other groups of Americans, there's a real split between whether or not we should be worrying about breakthrough infections that don't end up in the hospital. Do we care about them? Dr. Anthony Fauci has made a point publicly that we should not forget about people who get infected with COVID after vaccination, who don't end up needing to go to the hospital, who, for example, require alternatively monoclonal antibody treatment. Or individuals who are, for example, maybe a single mom who has to call out of work for 3 weeks. These are all infections we should be worrying about, according to Fauci. Mm. Others in the administration believe we do not need to worry about breakthrough infections that do not end up in the hospital, primarily because the vaccines were never supposed to prevent 100% against infection. And we need to be worrying about death at this point. And we need to be getting the rest of the world their first doses before we worry about boosting otherwise healthy Americans. So that's the split.
With all of that in mind, what do you think the next few months are going to look like? I mean, it's almost October. The pumpkins are coming out. Soon people are going to be heading indoors. And like you mentioned, you know, some of the measures that were in place last holiday season, like people not gathering as much, strict mask mandates being in place. I remember, you know, not going home to see my family for Thanksgiving, taking super strict measures to try to make it safe going home around Christmas time, you know, making sure people were quarantining and testing, you know, keeping in mind that those measures aren't really in place as much, it seems like right now, but also that we do have vaccines. What do you think this holiday season is going to look like?
Look, I think it's really hard to say what this holiday season is going to look like, but I'll tell you about a couple things that I'm concerned about. So we do know vaccine efficacy is waning. We know that it's waning among particularly those who received their vaccines first last year, but also that it's beginning to wane in younger groups of people as well. With that, we have a big portion of our population that isn't vaccinated. We still have Delta on the table. It's still around. It's still spreading. And the boosters are only going out right now to a very limited set of the population. So combined, I'm concerned about transmission over the holiday season and how we transmit the virus to other people, even when we are vaccinated, but potentially have a breakthrough infection. I think there are a lot of questions about, particularly because we don't have great data on this, but there are a lot of questions about the extent to which a vaccinated individual who has COVID, who has a breakthrough infection, can transmit that infection or that virus to others around them. We still don't really know the answer to that. And so I don't foresee the CDC or other regulatory agencies in the federal government coming up with new recommendations on travel or masking anytime soon. I think that the decisions that they've made over the summer to ease their recommendations on masking and to sort of allow people to make their own decisions about travel and gathering with other people will stick. Now, that could be fine. You know, individuals in this country could decide to play it safe this winter and everything will be great. But I think there's a real chance that transmission will be a problem for portions of this country, particularly in states that have very low vaccination rates.
Erin Banko, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks so much.
Also, today, the CDC is stepping up efforts to convince pregnant people to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. On Wednesday, the agency issued new guidance saying they, quote, strongly recommend COVID-19 vaccination either before or during pregnancy because the benefits of vaccination outweigh known or potential risks. The move comes after the highest number of COVID-related deaths in pregnant people in a single month of the pandemic was reported in August of 2021. As of September 18th, just 31% of pregnant people in the U.S. are vaccinated. And leaders of the Senate Commerce Committee are urging President Biden to appoint a top administration official to help Congress develop a national consumer privacy framework in the U.S. Having an administration point person on privacy could help advance data privacy deals both in the U.S. and internationally. There's been bipartisan interest in getting a privacy law on the books for years, but talks to work through outstanding partisan sticking points have largely stalled this Congress. Asked about the proposal, White House officials said the Biden administration intends to strengthen privacy protections and that the president has long supported fundamental reforms and efforts to address the issues, including from Congress and the FTC. Today's episode of Politico Dispatch included music composed by Breakmaster Cylinder. If you like what you're hearing and want to help us out, tell a friend to check out the show. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.